I'd like to welcome everybody to the November 10th Select Board meeting, and would you please join me as we pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Steph.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. All right. Approval of the minutes from October 27th.
Make a motion to accept the October 27th minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Steph.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. Departmental reports. Highway.
All right. So for last month, nothing really crazy. We did do some more cut and patch on a couple of spots on Crowley Road. So obviously we did the road reconstruction. That was more or less just taking care of some potholes. We still have a couple more we're looking to do cut and patch on, but that'll happen before the end of the year. We did start fall grading. We did a culvert repair on Podunk Road. The bell was actually broken, so we fixed it. It was creating a sinkhole, but it's all taken care of. We did some drainage work on Douglas and Pine Ridge just in preparation for the winter. There's a couple spots that are a problem there with ice and water buildup in the winter especially, but that's been taken care of. We did do the salt shed maintenance. We had the Department of Corrections labor here. They scraped and painted the shed.
Nice.
They did really, they did a good job. The guys who came were
Hi, Linda.
Oh.
No.
Sue. Oh, Sue.
Yeah, but
are you muted?
There you go.
There you go. Thank you. It's Susan Young. Sorry.
We didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But yeah, like I said, they were great. They did a lot of work. I mean, they did a great job on the shed. The correctional officer that came, he was really easy to deal with. He was great.
Yeah, so I did get
really
to talk to him,
out.
Yeah.
It really worked out.
I wanted to thank Chad for coordinating all that. That was awesome. They
problem.
Did a nice job on that building here, too.
Yeah, they actually did a lot of work around the town area for us, which is really good. And it's always good to keep that in mind because we have other projects we can definitely utilize. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Nice.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all I had, unless you guys have any questions for me.
You're all lined up for winter with your guys and everything?
Yeah.
Everybody come back?
We had one guy retire, but we filled his spot.
Nice.
So, yeah, we've not had we're honestly doing pretty well compared to a lot of other towns. A lot of towns are having a hard time finding guys to plow. Right now we're just not having that problem.
Good.
We got a good group.
And our pay rate is competitive with everybody,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Good. Anybody else got anything?
No.
So, thank you, Jeff. Police.
All right. So we've had a pretty decent month. Some things that I'd like to go over. We still have the open position for the part-timer, which I plan on filling when I can put out the job description for it. That was Officer Camacho stepped down.
Yeah.
We'll get that filled as soon as we can. ongoing training highlights that we've been doing this past month. We just worked with Candia Fire, and they did a CPR and first aid training for us. So we were up there to partner up with them, and the captain here taught the class for us. So that was really good. We appreciate that. Got our certs all set. We're also going to be doing our use of force training, so we're going to be doing some this week some more first aid training, more like when it comes to that kind of combat lifesaver courses, like, you know, handling gunshot wounds, things like that. So that'll be some good training for them this week as well. We also did our annual fall firearms training. We did that at the Kennecum firing range. We have a membership over there. So we worked through that, and everybody qualified and did very well. Good news, on November 9th, we are now full-time Candia car is running 24 hours a day.
Nice.
We got everybody out on the road, so there'll always be a Candia car responding to a unit, to a call for service, which is really good. We're putting them on the Pittman schedule. The Pittman schedule allows them to basically have, you know, officers are on rotation, and they'll have every other weekend off, so they're getting a Friday, Saturday, Sunday off as well. It works out a little weird with their hours. My lieutenant helped me put a policy together for the officers that I'll share with you guys so you can see it, involving the Pittman schedule. They will have 1 week, they'll be like 2 days on, 2 days off, 3 days on. Then their following week will be 2 days off, 2 days on, 3 days off. So one will predominantly be day shift, one will be midnight shift. 1 week will be 36 hours, 1 week will be 48. So how we set the 4 hours of overtime, the 4 hours extra off, is we give them Kelly days, so they're not getting overtime, anything over 80, if that occurs. So they'll have Kelly time that they can utilize to help offset the extra 4 hours and keep them rolling. It's all here in the policy. You guys can take a look at.
Excellent.
If you have any questions, feel free to ask. All right. I have 3 copies. I didn't really make enough. So, let you guys see those.
That's pretty cool. Huh. So that's got to be a lot more inviting to them rather than being stuck on midnight all the time. Or
some of the departments in the area, they use this schedule. Back when I started as a police officer, it was a 4-2 schedule. So you did 8-hour shifts, 4 days, you rotated the 2, you did 4, and you might see a weekend off like every 6 weeks. Wow. It would rotate through. This schedule has been working with a lot of the smaller agencies, Atkinson, around, and they all seem to really enjoy it because they're getting those 3 days.
Gives them plenty of availability to fill in the detail slots, too.
Correct. Yeah. So, again, the patience, I appreciate it. Took us a year to kind of get back up to full staff. But it's good. We still have one officer completing FTO. Once they're out, then they'll augment into that schedule as well.
Do you want to see it, Steph?
He gave me a copy.
Okay.
The other thing that we're doing is we're going to a phone tree at the PD. There's been a lot of confusion. Remember how I told you with the 2 phone numbers, 2317 and 2318, which one to call? One was emergency, one would go to a voicemail, people would be calling the voicemail. So it's going to go to a phone tree. So basically, if someone presses 1, they're going to go right to Rock Dispatch, and they'll be able to dispatch whoever when they need to. If they need to talk to, like, Chris, my admin, with something with records, it'll hit number 2. It'll go to records. If they need to just talk to admin, they'll hit 3. And then option 4 and 5 will be the lieutenant's voicemail and my voicemail. So people should be able to get around real easy.
So which number should we be calling? 17?
It doesn't matter. It won't matter.
No, if you call, said that's why. It doesn't
if you
matter.
Call 2317, and you'll get the phone tree for that one as well.
Okay.
So you'll just pick what number you want to go to.
Okay. So you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. And I think it will help with the confusion as far as where phones were landing.
Good.
The other thing we're doing is now that we're back to 24 hours, we're going to be opening the lobby. Pelmac, we've got to change the alarm over from the outer door to the inner door. But people will be able to come into the lobby 24 hours, get paperwork if they need it. Mm. If our admin's there, obviously they'll talk through the window. If not, they'll call 2317 and get the officer to come there.
Okay.
I think it would also give someone a safe haven. If something was bad happening to them, they can run in the building and they're under camera view. So those are some changes that we're going to be going with.
When you say the lobby, is that the one upstairs?
No,
the lobby.
A lot of people hang out, you know, when the office is closed, right?
Right.
It's closed at the door and you're out on the porch. So we're opening that up so someone can come into the lobby area
and be
inside instead. Some other things that I want to add, everybody is still talking about the inspection laws. A lot of the PDs are putting out information Just because the inspection sticker requirement is going away January 31st, again, does not give you carte blanche to drive around a car with bald tires, no brakes, missing rims, things like that. So all that stuff will still apply, and an officer, if they see that, they'll be able to address it. Brake lights, headlights,
yeah,
things like that, just to kind of put that out there. So I wanted to put that in the briefing for the month, so, if there's any question. Noise levels, same things on the modified exhaust stuff, all that still applies. commercial vehicles will need to be inspected. Our cruisers will still be inspected, things like that. So I know we talked about that stuff at the safety meeting too. next page is ACO breakdown. We handled 18 incidences with animals. We have 5 loose dogs, 1 animal medical, 3 farm animals, 7 wildlife calls we had to deal with, and then 2 complaints that we handled. You can see our arrest stats for the month there. We had 5 arrests. Now that we're more frequent, we're getting that stuff starting to climb, right? Because now we have the officers out there looking more too. So you'll probably see that. The stats, I changed the stats on this because of the new program we went to. Remember how I had last month, it had it broken down by, like, by law, by state law, by non. I got rid of that, and it's going to stay like this. If someone has a question about a specific case or something like that, I'd be happy to brief you on that. So we had 31 incident reports. We had 5 arrests. We did 163 motor vehicle stops. We issued 137 warnings. We issued 26 tickets. We dealt with 9 accidents.
9 accidents?
Yep. A lot of them have been occurring over here at our favorite intersection. Mm. We drafted 2 warrants. We've done 134 building checks. We responded to 20 medical emergencies, and we handled the 18 ACO incidents.
Are you going to be able to come to that DOT meeting?
Yep.
Good. Yep. Okay.
Which is the 18th.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. So, yeah, I'll definitely be here for that. Cruiser, no major issues with them. The ACO car, I know I had talked about getting that car sold and then money going to Global for our lights. That fell through. So now I've got to try to find another option. I'm looking at GovDeals. Have you guys ever dealt with GovDeals before? GovDeals is a site that we can go on. We can put pictures of the car, and then people bid on the vehicle, and that's the highest bidder gets the vehicle. It's up for so
many days. Is it anybody or the municipality?
Anybody. Other municipalities can use it. Someone that is looking for those type of vehicles, if they need them for parts, things like that. So I think it's a better way to get a little bit more money for the vehicle than giving it to Copart.
Yeah.
I'm glad it wasn't over at Copart when they had the big fire.
Yeah.
other than that, the mileage, as you can see, are pretty average. They're still doing it, but there's no big issues with the vehicles.
Nice.
again, to request any extra patrols, call the PD, and we'll take care of that, and we'll set that up. You can see that I Toys for Tots on there. We're going to be doing Christmas with the cops at the PD here on December 12th from 4 to 7. So anybody that wants to donate Toys for Tots, they're more than welcome to come over. And the whole department will be there for us, for people to talk to, and we'll have hot cocoa. And
so that's to drop off?
Yep.
Okay.
And then we'll deliver the stuff over to the pod on the 15th.
Excellent.
Nice.
You take stuffed animals? New, brand new.
Anything unwrapped toys, anything brand new unwrapped is fine. And that's all I got.
Thank you very much.
Has anybody got anything for the chief? No. Anybody? No. Thank you.
Fire.
fire. Dean's report says regular truck and building maintenance, EMS training, and harassment training.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Incidents, a total of 69, 39 EMS, fire was 30. We had 14 mutual aid given. We received 6. overlapping calls, it says 6, and it was, that was 8.7%. Average response time from dispatch to arrival, EMS was 8 minutes 3 seconds, fire was 7 minutes 14 seconds, average for calls 8 minutes. Average turnaround time, dispatch to en route, EMS 3 minutes 25 seconds, fire 5 minutes 3 seconds, average for all calls 3 minutes 47 seconds. Average time on scene for Candia fire was 30 minutes 30 seconds. We had 2 passenger vehicle fires, 1 brush fire, 1 grass, 1 outside rubbish, trash, or waste fire, 1 medical assist EMS crew, EMS call excluding vehicle accident with injury was 30, motor vehicle accident with injuries 7, motor vehicle accident with no injuries 1, hazardous condition 1, oil or other combustible liquid spill 1, electrical wiring equipment problem 1, service call 1, smoke or odor removal 2, unauthorized burning 1, good intent call 1, dispatched and canceled en route 9, hazmat release investigation with no hazmat 1, false alarm 1, smoke detector activation due to malfunction was 2, alarm system sounded due to malfunction 2, smoke detector activation no fire 1, detector activation no fire unintentional 1, and that's it.
Those EMS calls remain fairly constant, don't they? About 30 a month. And then that doesn't include the vehicles.
You know, right, passengers. That's just straight medical.
One day.
Between 30 and 40 is just medical, and then you got another half a dozen car accidents.
And it was a rollover, what, today on 101?
Yeah. It didn't sound like it was actually a rollover.
Oh.
It was
just
Yeah, the Candia Triangle. Bermuda Triangle for Candia. Mm.
Is it?
That's.
I heard
there's state troopers said that's the busiest section between 3 and 4.
Haunted.
All right. Anybody else get anything for? Okay. Building.
It's been quite a busy month for the building. And did 92 permits this month. Flipping a little over 14,000. Couple mostly driven by gas and plumbing.
Makes sense this time of year.
For building permits, we had windows, decks, siding, bell tower. In addition, a couple sheds, and then basement remodel.
Anybody got any questions? Anybody got any questions? No. I want to say I've heard nothing but good things, Rich, about you out there. So, and personally, I'm pretty happy too.
Oh yeah, you just had a new build, didn't you?
What's that?
You just have a new build.
Yeah, we just moved in. Not settled yet. You still got another visit or two, but that did a good job. Very good to work with. Just what we were looking for. Thank you. Solid waste.
I have the report right here. In October 2025, 127 tons of total waste. And it's amazing. It's always around 120 tons of waste every month that this place disposes of. So I did the math once, how many people in Candy, I mean, how many residents. And you add this up. You know, we do about, there's solid, municipal solid waste and construction debris and all that. You know, 127 ton, divide that by the 4,000 people in Candia. People would sure generate a lot of trash, you know? I mean, by just by volume and weight, So hey, that's just a little math job I worked on. But the revenue's not looking good. This year so far we collected $58,000. Last year at this point we collected $75,000. So there's about a $20,000 spread there. Some of it's you could explain it by there's a lag. You know, we sell a trailer of not glass, but aluminum. Well, we're not going to get paid for that for 30 days. So some of that's in transit, but I don't know whether you can explain a $20,000 gap that way. So that's just a reflection on the value of the stuff that we're recycling. It has less and less value every year. So that's what we have here.
Any questions? See you then. Thank you. Budget and other. I did not go to the last planning board meeting, but I think it was an informational, and they are working with Southern Hampshire Planning, and we're still working on some of the zoning changes.
Okay.
So that'll be on the ballot for this year. Good. Anybody got anything else for any of the departments? Emergency management. What?
Sue might have.
What?
Can I raise my hand or let me see here?
We don't see your hand.
Go ahead.
What do you need?
Can you tell me one question I have again? It's not clear to me, Chief. Is you were talking about the town roads and if we collected money for excuse me, speeding and like that. Excuse me, that the town could keep it. Is that correct?
So that's if it's a town ordinance.
And so what do we have to do that?
I'm still working on that aspect of things, but that would be changing the speed limits to certain areas in town based off of you guys making a vote, but it would be a town ordinance instead of the RSA. That's how it would
be. Does it have to go to town meeting?
I'm pretty sure it does.
Yeah, if it's town ordinance, it will.
So that's something, if we wanted it to get into effect, we've got to have it before.
And it would be specific.
What, Thursday?
It would be specific roads. So, like, an example that I kind of think of is, like, Patton Hill, where the trail crosses, right? And you'd want that lowered to a 25-mile-an-hour zone. We could try to draft it as a town ordinance. So then anybody that got caught speeding in there, that money would come to the town. Does that make
Can
sense?
We get it on this year's or not?
I'm not sure. I can try.
What do you guys think, the selectmen?
What are they doing Thursday?
I'm not.
Personally, with the amount that Chad's got on his plate currently, I think putting pressure on him like that is a little too much to ask with this short of notice.
It would be better if I started to look into it, and then maybe we look at that as a project for next year, if that'd be all right.
Yeah, that's fine. I was curious because I'd brought it up before, and I still wasn't clear what we were doing on it. Okay.
It's a great question.
All good? Is that it, Sue?
Thank you.
Emergency management director resignation.
Retirement.
Well, it says resignation.
I know, but the matter is retirement.
Okay, it says retirement. Sorry, Bob. This is a letter to inform the board of my retirement from the appointment position of director of emergency management in the town of Candia, effective December 1st, 2025. It has been an honor and a privilege to have served the citizens in this capacity for many years. Thank you for the opportunity to do so. Respectfully submitted, Robert Panic. I wanted to just say, you've been here like forever.
It's your fault.
I know, because my first go around we got you. But I appreciate it, all you've done. And the fact that you've done it this long is incredible. Thank you. We've been blessed to have people that have stuck over the long haul here.
Sad to see you go, Bob.
Yeah.
Now, I asked Bob if he's willing to give us an exit interview, he said he's willing to, so I would ask that Bob and Amy and maybe one other selectman sit down with Bob and maybe he could tell us how we could do things better in this town. So if that's okay with you and the board and Amy, we'll do something like that before you leave.
Between now and December 1st, right?
Yeah.
Preferably.
Plenty of time.
You might want to squeeze it into between now and Thanksgiving.
Right. Okay. We can do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Do you have a motion then?
Make a motion with regret to accept Bob Panett's retirement as of December 1st, 2025.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Steph.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
All right. Thanks again, Bob.
And Sue.
Sorry, Sue.
Yeah. Hey, that's okay.
Do we have anybody to take his place? I mean,
not as of yet. I think we're hoping that Bob can make some recommendations.
Be able to help us with a recommendation?
And it might be a team of two that we'll have to recruit.
Mm-hmm.
Not to blow your head up any more than what you already have.
Fire department requests for the revolving fund. Is this you, Michael? On behalf of the chief?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes?
Dean, Chief Young requested it.
Yeah.
After speaking with Stephanie.
Yeah.
For the $30,000 for basically the lines that were put down to one for this past year in the ambulance budget.
Haven't we already done that?
We had
to have the official request.
Okay.
And now they've requested it.
Okay. So we have to vote, and then it would get moved.
Right.
So will that balance your budget for the year then?
Don't know if Tamara takes it.
No, we'll just cover that.
I don't know how that works. Yeah.
You can't.
It's just gonna help overall. That's all.
Yeah.
See, that's a. I don't know if Tamara can move them out of those lines and put them in the revolving fund.
No, it has to go. Has to go into the
back
general
in their
fund.
General fund.
We need a motion for that?
Yes, we do.
I'll make a motion that we authorize the transfer of $30,000 from the ambulance
revolving
fund to the general fund.
Second.
All in favor?
Steph.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Sue.
Sue.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question for next year. They're wanting to do the same thing.
Yep.
Is that agreeable? I just made mention to them that fund is also used for replacement equipment.
Yep.
And we know how much we have in these next 5 to 10 years, so it's saving. We need to keep 120, 130 in there now, and then save like 60, 65 every year. So just want to make sure
they just
don't.
The way that revolving fund is set up, they just have to request it again next year, that's all.
Okay, so then who talks to Tammy about if these lines are zeroed out or $1 out? She still puts it in as an expense, so it looks like we're short.
It does.
But we're not short. But the budget committee wants to remove it from the budget to lower the...
The overall budget.
The overall budget. I don't...
Trouble is, you can't guarantee that it's going to be granted next year. I mean, it's a request, and then we have to approve it.
There'll be enough funds in order to approve it.
But then
absolutely, but I'm just saying
that too.
You know.
The town also doesn't understand that if the revolving fund removes the funds from that to the general fund, we don't have to raise and appropriate. But it's still on the budget, and the budget looks like it's up 7-8%. So,
I think
you either have to take it from the revolving fund or have it in the budget, one or the other.
But it has to be listed as an expense on the
correct
budget report.
So I think at some point we may want to, we've talked a little bit about it, but we may want to change that revolving fund.
I agree. The problem with the revolving
fund. So that's going to go to the town.
Correct. Correct.
We can't forecast the revenue.
Correct.
At the beginning of the year. Right now, the revenue to the revolving fund is dedicated to the revolving fund. The town has no right to forecast that as a potential source of revenue. So we have to finance the entire operation every year, right out of tax revenue. And then you guys keep the proceeds. It's just, it's not
used,
working.
So the way the RSA is written, it can be used for capital costs, medical equipment, and general use of the department.
What RSA? It's not an RSA.
It hasn't been done.
It's a warrant article.
The warrant article was written.
Oh, okay.
And there's an RSA that goes along with it that says what the funds can be used for, an ambulance or vulnerable fund. So, with us being in budget season and they've requested that we do it again, I don't know how that works. Should I call Tamara and ask her?
You can.
Because if those bills, hit the revolving fund when they come in, instead of going to the general, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
So anything from these lines that comes in would just hit the revolving fund, not to exceed whatever the budget committee decides.
Yeah. So, but see, I don't know if you can do that the way that revolving fund was set up.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the only way you can take the money out is if we have a request from the fire department and we vote on it.
The only thing that was voted on previously was, and when we started it, was that the money that the billing company requested would come out of that. That was the only thing that was a blanket sort of
payment,
expenditure out of it.
Yep.
Otherwise, everything else is
it's minimal.
Come to, it's 8% of whatever we collect.
Right.
So
that's the only thing that's on like a revolving basis.
Right.
Everything else has been asked for.
Would you have any objection if we just discontinued the revolving fund and had all the revenue that you generate payable into the general
fund? Yeah.
But we need some of those funds to go into capital improvement.
Well, but then every year
we
would fund the capital improvement for just like we do for
fire department,
the fire
and
department.
Else.
Yeah, all the other town departments.
Because right now there's like a good 100 and... So we need to figure out the 10 years and how much we need to save each year. But there's a bulk of that money that needs to go to...
For capital improvement.
For capital improvement.
Right.
And that's an easy sell to the town.
I'm all about getting rid of this account because that's all I hear about is this account. I said, I'm all about getting rid of it.
Well, let's do it.
The bane of my existence.
Well, let's get a warrant on it.
That has to go to a vote, you guys.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. We know that.
So who writes
a warrant? Well, Mike, if you're in support of that.
My question is for a warrant article, if this is something that the select board would approve, or I can certainly work with Amy to get it written, but we know that they took out all of my capital improvement plans out of the actual capital improvement plan a couple of years ago because of this fund.
Revolving fund.
So what I'd like to do is try to calculate what we would need. I think
it's
the
like
total I gave you is like $750,000, $800,000 over the course of 10
$235
years.
$235 for equipment,
so,
and $450 for the ambulance.
What you know, what we would need if
60,
we if 70, I can project
thousand
that
a year.
Out to say,
but we have
that's
two.
Easy.
We need to keep 2 years of savings
in there.
In there,
there
we don't want to start over.
Some fluff, right?
We don't want to start over because the ambulance has been in production for what, 2-3 years? So we want to take the 2 years of savings, move it into a capital improvement, and then
restart.
Yeah.
Right. Then you could probably get it down to about 50 a year. If we already got a couple of years in it, you know.
Well, it's a lot.
I'd have to look. I think it was like $750 and change for
$750 over 10 years.
The ambulance monitors, ventilators—they're all the capital improvement.
It's about $75,000 a year.
It's 10-year useful life.
Yeah.
Would you say?
For a frontline ambulance,
it's
about
$75,000 a year.
So we're already a year into it, right? So we're looking at 9 years.
Well, we're 2 years
over
in.
2 years now.
So
has it been that long? Wow. So we're looking at 8 years then.
Well, if you dissolve the revolving fund, you can keep 90,000 or whatever the number is and allocate it for a capital reserve account.
That's what we were saying.
Yes.
And then just figure out what you got to put in for the next 8 years.
And put the rest back in the general fund. So now you've got a head start on it. Every year the selectman will have a warrant article for whatever, 90,000 for your replace your capital assets over there. It's not that hard. That's the right way of doing it.
But it's up to you. I don't, like, we don't use it other than what we initially started with. So ultimately, like I told Stephanie, is like as long as we can buy the equipment that we need, like the medical supplies and all that stuff, We're not, that's like, that money is out of sight, out of mind for us right now, other than the capital improvement stuff.
We're not going to fund an ambulance service and not fund you for the equipment.
Well, I know, I know. It
just doesn't make sense.
No. Yeah.
But the budget committee is, if they want to take away that $30,000, it's got to come from somewhere, and it comes from the ambulance.
I think the budget committee would be happy if they dissolved that revolving fund and put all the revenue back into the town.
But then there comes the problem where the expense is still going to go on the budget sheet, so the taxpayers are going to think that, oh, it's up 8%, but it
But we're
isn't.
Already doing that.
I know. Mm. I know.
It's already in the budget.
All right, I don't have a problem with it. If you want to work with Amy and draft up a warrant article.
Yeah, I think that it's just, you know, Amy and I talked about it. It's brought up every year,
yeah.
And it's...
Yeah.
I get it. We didn't know how much this was going to cost when we started. It was
When we set that up and presented it to the town, we said, "This is, you know, temporary. This can change."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because it was all new to everybody.
Yeah, there's a couple towns that have this. They do capital improvement out of it, and the rest dumps into the general fund. I mean, I can.
It's just the way it works accounting wise. It's so confusing.
It is. Is there a deadline for those?
They're about to set them.
All right. Well, I know a couple of the towns that do it. I can certainly reach out to them to just see what they're written up as.
Okay.
But
I wonder if ChatGPT is writing up more articles.
Probably. Does everything else for me.
Yes, it does.
Well, that's progress right there.
Good.
Yeah, it is.
Woo. Yeah. Good.
Good. All right.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Non-petition warrant articles deadline.
That would be the ones that we generate.
Correct.
What do they normally do?
Which is typically a later date than the petitioned ones.
Yes, but I have an email with it on there.
I believe it was right around this time.
Budget schedule.
Last year.
So it's in
January, right?
January.
For
last
us.
Year,
for
they
us.
Were due
the state sets
on
it
the 13th. Last
the
year, they were due on the
13th. Of November?
Of January.
Right.
January, okay.
Oh, wait, that's petition.
Yeah.
Petitions were due the 13th.
No.
Petitions were due November 13th.
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
I'm looking at
January. It's
yeah.
in January. It's
the ones that we present can be the latest.
Okay, so those are January 13th.
Because they go to the deliberative
session. Correct, because all we got to do is beat that enough time for the deliberative session and the printers.
Exactly.
Basically, is all that amounts to.
This is on Lynn's current schedule. It says November 13th, non-petition warrant articles due.
Well, that's
right.
This year.
Non-petition.
It's on our current budget schedule.
And then petition is in January.
Petitions
it's
are
set
in January.
By the state, the date for that.
You gave us a...
Amy, do you know what that is?
Yes, I gave you the petition warrant article, but the selectmen set the non-petition warrant article, so that's what...
Right.
That's
what I just...
So we'll just have to tell them they changed.
Yes, she's using last year's, so we just need to update it to...
To give people some time.
To give people some time when they need to...
So what's
so what is a comfortable date?
When's our next meeting?
January 15th?
No.
December
8th. No.
8th. December 8th.
December 8th?
Maybe December 8th?
That works.
So right.
I thought it was due November 17th or something like that.
That was last year.
That was last year. We haven't said it, so.
I thought she gave us a new date, and we had a new date established.
That was just Lynn putting it on the schedule.
Right.
But it's the select board that sets the date.
Right.
So you're saying December 8th?
December
8th. That gives everybody enough?
And that includes, like, the road maintenance, the...
December 8th or
the fire, the
Thursday prior to that meeting date?
Yeah, that's...
What is the 8th?
That's late.
8th is the next day of our first
That'd
December
be a Monday. We want it the 8th or we want it the 4th?
Oh, you want them to turn it in on the 4th so that they turn it before the meeting?
Yeah,
that would probably on the be fourth.
Better. Yeah.
Good.
4?
12-4. 12-4.
That's for which warrant article?
Non-petition.
We're the only ones that put up the non-petition warrant article.
Right.
So you want by the 4th?
Yeah, that gives it, that's just before our meeting in December.
May I don't know why this isn't raising my hand.
We're not looking at the screen to see your hand anyways.
What do you want to?
That is fairly late, because what the budget committee had asked for, okay, is I think they wanted that before they voted or prior to voting on the town budget. They wanted the non-petition. Last year it was November something. Why are we going so late?
Because you and I won't be at the next meeting. Then the meeting after that is December 8th. So makes sense to have it December 4th.
As far as when there, what do you mean? Why?
Don't we have to meet? What's your suggestion?
I just thought that was a late date. I don't know. Maybe it's not, but I thought compared to in previous years, that date is very late. And I thought the budget committee wanted to have the non-petition prior to voting on the town budget.
When do we?
Is that correct, Stephanie?
I don't remember how Lynn set that date, but we're reviewing the school on the 17th and the 24th, and we're having a public hearing on the town budget on the 2nd.
Right, but when does the budget committee vote?
The budget committee has on their schedule to review non-petition warrant articles on December 2nd. Do we request
an extension?
An extension on that.
It doesn't matter. Do whatever works.
Well, we're not ready to have them done by Thursday.
Let's do it tonight.
Come on, Mike.
Give me 5 minutes, I'll
go. Yeah, do you want to email Lynn?
Yes.
Okay.
And warrant articles?
Yeah. Warrant. So she has on her schedule for this year petition warrant articles due by January 13th.
The petition. Yes, that one is defined.
Right. Okay. That's defined by the state. All right.
Okay. Got that.
Okay.
Good.
Oh, is that one here?
What's that?
Reconsider the elderly exemption.
Yeah, the policy review.
Yeah. Well, the memo from Boyd.
Yeah.
About the previously approved exemption.
But we already voted the last meeting for the 70.
No, we didn't vote on that. That was just agreed that we just penciled that in. But if you read this memo, our assessor recommends against that changing the income threshold to 70,000. So first of all, that'll open up a larger group of people who are qualified for the, who may qualify for that exemption. And secondly, and to me this is even more important, that $70,000 would be the highest income exemption in the state, income threshold in the state. And so his recommendation is, instead of increasing the income threshold, why don't you increase the bracket amounts? So instead of just giving everybody a $5,000 exemption, why not make the exemption proportionate to the increase in the value of their property as a result of the revaluation? So it has the equivalent in value. So if you read through this memo I sent you, instead of somebody between the age of 65 and 74 getting a $55,000 exemption, he recommends that it goes up to $99,363, and it just keeps going up. 75 to 79, he recommended instead of an $80,000 exemption, it goes to $144,000. And then anybody over the age of 80, God bless them, instead of a $100,000 exemption, they get a $180,000 exemption. The assessor's theory was the people who are already getting these exemptions should get the same amount of relief that they got when they first applied for them years ago. And
right.
By increasing
by
the
using
value,
it, they had 80%.
But everybody is affected by the increase in the value of their home.
What's that?
So, but everybody's being affected by that.
Right.
Yeah,
these,
but
these people are on a fixed income.
These are the people who
qualify. Oh, and their income hasn't changed.
Right.
Right.
So he strongly recommends against that $70,000 income threshold. He said it really should be, and it really is a 40% increase over what the previous threshold was. And so if you make it $60,000, there's going to be fewer people who are going to be eligible for these for this property exemption. But the exemption is going to be more valuable to the ones already receiving it. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend that we follow the advice of our assessor. I worked out the cost impact here. It's going to work out to about $4 a thousand hit on the tax rate.
And that's what you proposed in the last meeting.
Big
and
heart?
Brian wanted it 70.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Then we voted on it 500.
So I would like to reverse that and go back to 60 to satisfy our assessor's concern, but also increase the exemption amounts. Can I make a motion?
You just did.
Oh.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, any further discussion? Seeing none?
I like the idea of bringing more value to those that already qualify for this.
Right.
That
I trust
is more than just a week of groceries.
Mm-hmm. Evaluation.
All right, so all in favor?
Steph.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good.
Sue. Sue, you're good with that, Bill?
Yeah.
So
I
now,
said Sue, yeah. Sorry.
She said yeah. She said Sue.
We have to rewrite the
warrant
article.
Yes.
Right.
Now, one more question. Do you want to round off some of these numbers? $99,363.
Wouldn't hurt.
That was arrived at with some science.
Yeah.
Do you want to leave it there?
90 grand.
Or do you want to round it down or up? Or how do you want to do that?
Well, no, round it up. Don't go down.
99.5.
It's 99.
Make it
99.5. Is that good?
Yeah.
And now the 144, let's leave it at 144.5.
Uh-huh.
And the other one, 180,660, 180,500?
Yeah.
All right. I'll rewrite that.
Okay.
All right. You want to amend your motion then?
Yeah, I amend my motion to...
Include those numbers.
to make the proposed exemptions. The first bracket is 99,000 even. The second bracket is 144,500. And the third bracket is $180,500.
Okay.
It'll be in the warrant article.
Okay.
All right, second.
All
in favor?
Steph.
Boyd.
Brian.
Good.
Two.
So I'll do that this week.
Okay.
All right. Beautiful. All right. Ambulance rate charge.
So excited.
Oh, Amy, with the policy review, do we have... Is that,
Yes, your policy's in here as part of the review.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, I didn't know if you want...
Which one
I just
wanted
to make sure that was covered.
Yeah.
The compliance based one.
Yeah, so we have two policies to review, too. So whichever one you want to do first, the ambulance budget or the policies.
I don't care. Yeah, the ambulance,
I just didn't
want to
miss
that.
It because I know that the
it's
Board
right here.
Of Labor wanted that
yes.
done.
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Department of Labor asked that Mike write a confined space entry policy that he handed in to them, and they are fine with, but the board needs to vote on it.
Where does this?
So it's a town-wide policy. Currently, the only real confined space we have is at the fire station that people would be entering. It would cover other things, like if the road agent had something. But it's basically just to have a policy that we are educating people prior to entering a confined space, that we have the proper equipment to rescue them if they have an issue down there, and sort of what the procedures are that we need to follow prior to entering a confined space. So
You guys got harnesses and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Tripod?
We don't have a tripod. We don't have a high point, but you can make one with a ladder. So.
And you're teaching the trainings, yes? Yes.
So my course are confined space.
At the fire station, the crawl space.
The crawl space with the boiler.
Okay.
The Department of Labor has defined that as a confined space.
And we're required to have a regulation?
Policy.
Mm-hmm. A policy. Forced, yep.
Okay.
You've got
and this is your proposal? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's gone to them. I've made the adjustments that they have requested, and they have now, the Department of Labor has approved it on their end. It just needs to be a town-wide policy.
Mm-hmm.
You want a motion?
Yep.
I move we approve the confined space entry policy that's been drafted by Knight and make it part of the town regulations.
I'll second.
Any questions or discussion? If none, all in favor?
Steph.
Yeah. Brian. Well, thanks for doing that, Mike.
Yeah. I have a choice.
So?
Caleb told me.
Did you,
yes.
Okay.
Did you copy that for some issues? You write that up yourself.
That was definitely a ChatGPT helper. It was.
Well, never mind.
That's all. I'm not kidding. They really.
They work, don't they?
Work smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Like, if you have a contract you want written.
What's the other one, please?
Boyd drafted up some changes to the contact with town council policy that was adopted in 2024 originally.
See, approval, but not limited to phone, in person, or written. There's some talk that it has to be in writing.
The question and answer have to be in writing. So even if you have a phone call, they follow up with writing.
But say if, like, the fire department comes to me as the rep and says, hey, can we contact the lawyer for an HR issue? And I say yes, that's approval, correct? Or does it have to be in writing? That, I think, was part of the question.
Some of it's confidential, which is why you can't sometimes get into details.
No, but they can ask. But they're asking.
Yeah, they can still ask stuff, but
it doesn't have to be in writing.
Yeah, they can ask you, but it still should go either through the town administrator or the chair.
Sure.
Okay.
In writing.
Yep.
But you are right. You are the liaison, so they would go to you first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the request doesn't have to be in writing. And the answer, so when you or whoever goes to the lawyer, it has to be followed up in writing.
Yes.
Right. It's your request and your response, the lawyer's response.
Yes.
Because we had that issue in the planning board before, whether it was hearsay by an individual, and we said, you know, where's the email, where's the correspondence? And there wasn't any.
Mm-hmm. And the answer always depends on the question. So you want to see what the question is before you look at the answer.
Exactly.
So
yes.
This is a policy that's always been observed in the breach.
Right.
you want to adopt this policy?
Yeah.
I move that we adopt the revised policy number 2011-009 dealing with town council contact policy. And the effective date will be today, November 10th, 2025.
Second.
Sue's got it.
All in favor?
Could we add, Brian, who's going to enforce this? Who's checking on this?
Amy.
Whose job is that?
Amy's.
Town administrator? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All in favor?
Steph.
Boyd.
Brian.
Sue?
Okay.
Sue can have this.
Okay.
Now,
and that so that should be sent out to all.
Yes, I'll update it with a new effective date, and I'll send it out to everyone.
Perfect.
Tamara.
All right.
I'm up.
Yeah.
All right. You have before you a memo requesting a recommendation to change the ambulance transport fee, meaning the amount that we bill based on the service we provide. We set those rates back in 2022. We have not changed them since. And starting January 1st, there's a New Hampshire Senate Bill 245. It's a new law that basically is there to protect patients from their insurance company while also making sure that ambulance services get paid for. This law is actually only in place for 2 years to see how it works, and then eventually it sounds like they'll either make adjustments or discontinue it. But starting January 1st, the state of New Hampshire now requires that the ambulance service requires the insurance company to pay directly to the ambulance service 325% of the Medicare rate, or whatever the local governing board decides, okay, whichever is lesser. Oh. So a lot of the ambulance services in the area have increased their rates to meet this. So that way, basically, we're getting paid appropriately. As we were talking before the meeting, Boyd and I, we bill out 100% of the ambulance transports we do, and we only collect about 40%. So that's whether it's the Medicare reduced or government rates that have reduced it, or people just don't pay their bill.
Right.
A lot of times the insurance company will send the money to the patient and then not send it to us. So that's one reason. So this will protect the patients from having to pay out of pocket, and it will send the money directly to us, not the patient.
Nice.
So, in theory, the purpose of it is to make sure that ambulance services are getting paid what they should be getting paid to operate. So on the back of it, I have the recommendation for what our new rates should be. Most of these rates are about double what we had set, but the billing company said to me that we haven't increased them over the last couple of years, so we're really, this is now going to get in line with other services. So I think moving forward, we probably have to readjust them every year depending on what the Medicare rate is, and just kind of go with that as kind of a sliding scale.
How does this compare with other ambulance services?
Well, so I did get some other numbers from other towns. We were pretty low comparatively.
No, the new rate.
The new rate is right where most pretty much everyone is switching to this, because that's the 325% of the Medicare approved rate.
Okay.
So basically trying to get the maximum out of the insurance company. The nice thing is it's not going to, this basically keeps the patient from having to pay that amount. The law does anyways.
Right.
As I said, it's only good for 2 years, so we will have to reevaluate it in 2 years, but they're hopeful that this is something that they're going to keep in place. There was a lot of lobbying over this over the last couple of years to get this.
Yeah.
They call it balanced billing.
Because they can probably see how much of a burden it turns into on the taxpayers.
It's silly that you have to bill here.
Well, that you're only collecting 40% of what's owed to you. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's not unique to Candia. It's everywhere.
No.
We talked about some of the private services. They're charging anywhere between $4,000 to $6,000 for a transport.
Wow.
And their mileage rate is something like $60 a mile. So, but they're doing that because of the amount of the lack of return.
Right.
And they're trying to make it up. Like an AMR, they don't typically have any money from taxes. Like they charge Manchester $0. So everything that they make is going to their bottom line. I think this will be good because we'll get our revenue up. In theory, we should be double what we made next year. So
Steph, do you want to make a motion? Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we increase the new ambulance service rate to the amounts provided by Mike. Do you want me to list those out?
Yeah, go ahead.
For BLS emergency, $1,400. For ALS 1 emergency, $1,750. For ALS 2 emergency, $2,500. And the mileage per mile, $30.
You have a second?
I'll second.
You have questions on Boyd?
Yeah, what's ALS stand for?
Advanced Life Support. So basically from top to bottom, you have your least severe to your most severe patient.
Okay.
We probably only bill maybe a half a dozen ALS 2 calls a year.
So BLS is basic life support?
Yep.
Okay.
So I get a motion and a second. Has anybody got any questions? All in favor?
Steph.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Sue, you there?
Sue.
Thank you. Nice. Thank you, Michael, for doing that.
I'll call you and we'll work on that warrant article. It's due soon. We don't know exactly when, but it's due soon.
Well, we'll have more to come on that for Wednesday.
Did you want to hold on the 250 or celebration, or do you have some input on that?
Really, all she wanted to talk about was if we're doing a booklet this size, she wanted to talk, because we want to get the letters out for the sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she just wanted to discuss how much we wanted to charge the advertisers for full page, half page, business card. So if we could get the rate set tonight for those, then we could get the letters out and get started.
I don't even have a clue. Do you have any idea, Chad? Do you ever do any of that before?
No.
Are you looking at $100 for a half page?
$250 celebration next year.
I mean, that's what would you pay?
So for sponsors, for advertising, half page, full page.
Well, if I was sponsoring, I would hope that it would come for free. Like if I sponsored $250.
So saying if you're sponsoring $250, does that mean you get a full page ad? Or, okay. So
I would say a quarter.
Wow.
Whoa.
All right. Sorry, half a page for $250. I don't know.
What do you think?
That ain't bad. I mean, $500 for a page.
Okay, right? $500 for a full page, $250 for half.
And hopefully we'll have about 10 pages.
Yeah.
We're making money on it.
It's probably going to be about 24 pages because it's going to include the schedule of events and so on and so forth. But the Department of Corrections is going to print it and will end up costing $1.50 for each booklet.
Nice.
Yeah. So
that was a good hookup.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to set the rate for business card size ad?
That's usually fairly reasonable, right?
75 to 100.
$50 or something?
75.
75? Wow.
Yeah.
You are.
Well, you said 50 to 100. She went right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
I mean, that's the safe zone, isn't it?
All right.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Perfect.
Okay.
$75 to reach that many people. That's not bad.
Right?
No, that's true.
$75 to love our town.
There you go.
Bargain.
So I know this is going to be next year, probably around July.
June 27th.
June, yeah. Because we want to get it away from the floor.
We want to get it before people are traveling.
So that's 8 months from now?
Yeah.
Well, when are we going to set the tax rate? That's due.
December 3rd?
As soon as the DRA gets us.
as soon as we get the form from the DRA?
Don't
let it bother you. Get something else to occupy your time. So you're not bothered.
Town hall. Okay,
I have warrant articles to write.
Last year was a lot later.
December 5th. Well, that doesn't
matter.
Well, yeah, it does. It was wicked late last year. We're way ahead of the game.
I don't know why.
Do you have the holiday party in there?
No, that's the 20th.
Okay.
There you go. Just
making sure.
But for some reason,
last year was late.
Yeah, I have December 5th.
Last year was way late. January.
Yeah.
Well, that's when the tax bills went out.
People have forgotten their tax bills in Deerfield, right? We'll chit chat on.
We'll be setting it soon.
Okay. Just remember this.
As soon as we get back from Derry.
That helps the people that itemize their deductions because they can take their property taxes twice in 1 year, and that jacks it up for them. I'm just thinking like tax.
It's scary when you start thinking. You know that?
Never mind.
Now he's giving pointers.
Your mind is a dangerous thing. Yes, dear.
May I make a comment on that event? Linda should be given kudos She has gone to several different things, unpaid, gotten information, gotten cards from people and like that to participate in this.
Yeah,
the
she
town.
Has. Yep.
She's done an excellent, excellent job.
Yeah, that's why we put her on. She's the party girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she really has done a great job.
Yep.
She also did an excellent job helping the chief coordinate all of the Department of Corrections coming here for 6 days.
Sure.
She did,
oh, yeah.
She did an excellent
job.
Yeah. Well, when she's here for the next meeting, we'll make sure we do that.
Okay.
So she doesn't hear it.
On the recording.
On the recording, yes. Yeah. The next select board meeting, we're not going to have it on the 24th, right?
No. Well, that's up to
do
you.
Do we need it?
I don't believe we will.
The thing we were concerned about was the fire chief recommendation. Because they meet next month.
Well, yeah,
Monday,
but he's good
to
the end of December, so we got
okay.
How about,
just
how about
checking.
The setting the tax rate? Are we just going
to that? We just got to wait
till
a special
meeting.
Yeah, special meeting
yeah. Whenever we get it.
Wait till we get that back, and then we'll be able to do it.
That
so doesn't take long.
Next meeting is December 8th.
Okay. December 8th. Who's with everybody?
Sure. Town party.
All right.
Sue, you okay with that?
Yeah, that's great.
Her and I will be with the school board anyway.
Oh, that's perfect.
Something else is going on here. Something else is going on here at the 24th.
Okay, the town offices will be closed Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. And the town office will be closed at noon on Thursday the 20th.
And the recycling center.
That's
will
for
also.
The holiday party in the, in the recycling center.
The tax collector and the town clerk will not be closed that day on the 20th.
Correct, because they're not going, right? They're not going.
Normal business hours.
No, they're not
hours.
Going this year. Anybody have anything else?
That's it.
Y'all good, Sue?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Oh.
It's snowing in Tennessee.
Good good place for it.
Are you here Wednesday, Sue?
Can we,
yes.
When we prepare the town budget, can we have the default budget for each department broken out separately so we know exactly how they calculated their default budget? See, right now we get just one number for the default budget. It wouldn't be that hard for to do the default budget by department.
We're still
that
a bottom line budget, so what does it matter?
And that way it would answer a lot of questions as we go along.
I didn't realize, boy, you're supposed to have the default budget before you vote on the regular budget.
Yes.
You need to have them both in your hand.
Well, we missed that one.
Yeah, we did last year, but this year we can fix it.
So we got to, who, are you working on the default budget?
Tamara is working on it, yes.
And that goes to DRA for approval. Mm. Oh, would you just ask her to break it down by department? Good.
She's on here, boy. She can hear you.
I see her name. I can't even see her.
A little fuzzy.
Tamara? Amy, you'll take care of that.
Tamara.
Oh, there she is.
There she is.
There you are.
Hi, Tamara. Hi.
We were just looking at your ceiling. looks beautiful.
That's true. That's what it was. Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Steph?
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
It's getting late.
Sue.
Oh, my God.